the best kept secret. There is some displeasure about how the government is treating investigating UAPs, formerly known as UFOs. While a new investigative branch is being started, some people believe the military is not taking the question of UAP investigation serious enough. It is true they did release the video of the UAPs from the carrier, but it is felt they are just going through the paces and are not taking the problem as being one which could solve some of the UAP mysteries. The formerly known as UFO problem has been around for decades, centuries and millennia. UFO investigators have grown old and died trying to get all the information the government is hiding on the subject, and contrary to what some people are saying about us finding out the truth soon, I wouldn't hold out any hope for a quick release of information which will prove UFOs are from other planets. Another thing which is being said more than usual lately is some people in the government and outside think UFOs are dangerous and aliens could be planning an invasion. Well, heck, they had thousands of years to do that, so I don't believe it. Not only that, they could wipe us out from space and we couldn't do anything about it. This is why I believe this is a false assumption. Everything points to either they don't want to engage us physically, and maybe they are all studying us and watching us develop. There is no doubt we are of great interest to them. I have always felt there was intelligent life throughout the universe, but there was not as much as some think, and since it is rather rare, it would make us interesting to those who are more advanced. It could also be, since our technology seems to be advancing much more quickly now, the aliens are waiting for us to catch up to them, or at least be advanced enough to understand them and establish relations with them, or an organization of alien planets if there is one. One of the big questions is how many alien races might be human, and if there are any, did they come from here or did we come from there? I saw something the other day where a scientist said he believed all aliens might have some similar characteristics to humans, and that is having two arms, two legs, a head and so forth. Some have even gone ahead and said we will eventually evolve into the Greys. The Greys are those short, slim aliens with big heads and dark eyes. I believe more in the chance intelligent alien development could take many different forms, and it could be so different we might not recognize it as life if we came upon it. The government knows many things relative to UFOs they are not talking about. This information seems to be controlled by just a few bureaucrats. It has been made impossible to get, even for senators and it seems like presidents. I remember when Dwight Eisenhower was president and he wanted to visit Area 51 and was denied. His response was if they didn't let him in, he would come down with the army and break his way in, so those who had denied him access reneged. Not many presidents after Ike would have had the courage to do that. Did we ever try to make contact with aliens in a meaningful way? I am not talking about SETI, the search for extraterrestrial intelligence with their receivers. I am talking about trying to contact a UFO to set up a meeting. If we did, it is a secret. I personally cannot believe in all these years we haven't tried. Some say Eisenhower met with aliens, but he didn't want to give up our nukes for technology. Others claim the movie Close Encounters of the Third Kind was a true story. There is just no way to know these things for sure. Meeting with aliens could have its own problems even if they seem friendly. First of all, there is always the possibility of catching some alien disease. They may not have to worry about this since they would be so much more advanced than us. Another problem might be communication. Some abductees claim many of the aliens use telepathy to communicate, but not all. If our thoughts can be read by aliens, we are all in danger, because who knows what someone might be thinking at the time. Another problem might be language. If a race has some sort of a translator device, the subtle meanings of words might be lost and an alien might think a word has a meaning it doesn't. On the other hand, many people believe aliens did communicate with humans thousands of years ago, and they base this upon writing in ancient tablets and the legends of native races. They also believe the proof is right in front of us with some of the impossible things the ancient humans did, such as move stones weighing hundreds of tons. Many of these native people claim they were taught by these aliens. Could all these races have made this up? Some even claim they are aliens and point to the place they came from, which are planets in faraway star systems which were unknown at the time they first claimed this. How can we explain that? I would love to know the answer to the UFO problem before I die, but it seems this will never happen as I am too old for that. Many high-ranking government officials tried their best to find out what was going on, but got nowhere even with all the power some of them had. Take the former FBI Director Herbert Hoover for example. He seemed to be very interested in the UFO phenomenon, but even though he contacted other agencies was never able to get anywhere with his inquiries. Former CIA Director Leon Panetta is very interested in UFOs, and even when he was the CIA Director was locked out of the information. He tried again after being appointed a Chief of Staff for President Clinton and still got nowhere, as did former Senator Barry Goldwater and many others. Many of us used to believe the government couldn't keep a secret, but the UFO secret has been successfully kept for many years with only a hint of what is going on from whistleblowers. We know there were UFO crashes and extraterrestrial bodies and even talk about at least one live extraterrestrial, but that is about it.